I hear a lot of people talking about better deals or alternative deals, and anyone can have a better deal or an alternative deal in their own minds. But an agreement, 500 pages long, that's 28 member states can sign up to, nobody has that. So what's on the table is the only deal that's on the table.
In Brussels last Sunday, the Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar was toying the EU line. He insists that the deal on the table between the UK and the EU is the only possible deal that can be worked out. And that's been the message consistently from the Irish government. Ministers have been barred from talking to British media outlets to avoid stirring up trouble in the UK press. But Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney has had no reservations about airing his views on Irish radio.
Everybody who cares about the island of Ireland, the relationships on it, and who is determined, as I think everybody is, to avoid physical infrastructure re-emerging on the border, would be very foolish to reject the deal that's on the table now that does that job. And I think what all of us need to do now is to try to reassure all parties in Northern Ireland, unionist and nationalist and neither, that this is, in the context of Brexit, as good a deal as it gets for Northern Ireland.
But it isn't entirely in the ruling party's hands. A minority government is in place in Ireland, and recently the Fine Gael party, who are in government with a number of independents, have been hinting they may call an election as their poll numbers climb. One of the arguments in favour is they need a stronger mandate to deal with the Brexit negotiations. The main opposition party is the centre-right Fianna Fáil, and they have a confidence and supply deal keeping this government in place. Its leader, Micheál Martin, says that an election shouldn't happen before Brexit is sorted.
Let's make it clear that notwithstanding the progress of the confidence and supply talks, we should have both agreed not to bring down the government until we know the outcome of Brexit, and that it has been ratified by the British Parliament and indeed the European Parliament. Now, I don't think you can get any fairer than that. And when I met Michel Barnier over a month ago, I mean, they look admiringly at what we are doing here in terms of giving the government space and stability to negotiate Brexit. People looking at Ireland and they say, That is the way a parliament should behave in the midst of a significant threat to the country.
While north of the border, things look even more polarised. In Westminster, Theresa May's government is propped up by the DUP, a Northern Irish party with core unionist values. They fear the Brexit deal will move Northern Ireland further away from the rest of the UK and will sow the seeds for a united Ireland in the future. DUP leader Arlene Foster has threatened to collapse the British government if Parliament backs the deal.
If this is what's coming at it, it looks very much like this is what's coming to Parliament. We will not be able to support that deal. If they did decide to back this deal, then obviously we would have to review the confidence and supply agreement.
While Sinn Féin, a staunch Republican party and polar opposites of the DUP, have come under increasing pressure to take their seats in Westminster. Sinn Féin has 7 MPs elected to the DUP's 10, but they operate on an abstentionist policy, refusing to take their seats in Parliament or the Oath of Allegiance. The Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald says there isn't a united view in the Northern Irish executive and they won't be riding in on a white horse to vote in favour of the Brexit deal.
We live and work within the communities in question. So I know full well the necessity and the value of good government and sustainable power sharing. But what I am also saying to you are in cloud cuckoo land, my friend, if you think that there could be an agreed all of executive position on Brexit with the stance that is taken by the DUP. And you are even further in the realms of fantasy and wishful thinking. If you imagine for one second that Ireland or any representatives from Ireland will be the decisive factor in this Brexit, the shape of Brexit.
The Irish government is nervy. Plans are being drawn up for a no-deal Brexit and how the economy will cope with extra tariffs and the fluctuating price of the pound. Ministers have been on a getting business Brexit ready roadshow around the country, but there's still a huge uncertainty because no one actually knows what's going to happen. And until then, all the Irish government can do is watch and wait and hope. Sean Defoe in Dublin.